What's the best Halloween costume you've ever had? Ever.
Me, nigga.
Fucker just put his own clothes on. Bro, you a fucking whole ass for that. Hell no. Anyway.
We lie. We lie.
Bro, quit sucking that fucking juice box.
Fuck.
Bro, I can hear your throat. New mic's working good, bro.
Shit, bro. Organic juice is not fucking it, bro.
What do you I'm mean? You know these things are smack. Oh, let me try. And,
come on, bro. It's something about you could taste it.
No,
inauthentic.
It's so true. It's so untrue. Your brain seen that it said organic on it, and then it thought something. This is some of the best orange juice I've ever, apple juice
I've
ever had.
I didn't read it yet, bro. Like, I just happened to think it was organic because I got it from work.
Hey, bro.
And it says no added sugar.
Hey, bro.
What? That makes mad sense.
Bro.
It makes mad sense.
Hey, bro.
It adds up.
Bro.
You ever had sugar in your apple juice?
Bro. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Where's the fucking blood, bro?
Bro, these mics are fucking awesome, bro. I'm so excited.
Look, I know I can.
Thanks everyone for
breath,
fucking
bro.
Supporting us and fucking helping us out, man. These shits ain't wasn't cheap. Bro.
Love you times a million, mm-hmm. A million and a half, if that's a number.
More than this organic apple juice, that's for sure.
More sugar than yeah, fuck. Y'all showed us a lot more love than this organic apple juice.
Did you
me.
See the name of it?
No.
The flavor? Apply Ever After.
All right, they went in. They went in.
What's more organic, the juice or the name?
Probably the name.
The name.
How you been smelling this week?
Fucking not good.
Well, let's dissect that.
Well, let's look into it. Let's unpack your problems.
All right, so what's the smell like?
What's funny? Smell? Just for the listener's sake, like, Smooch and I really just been, like, killing it, being busy and doing our thing lately, and we don't get to link up that much. So sometimes these podcasts is really, like, the first time we get to sit down and talk to each other.
We live on respective different sides of the house these days.
So when
I haven't seen you in 2 weeks.
This is us catching up, and we just happen to have a microphone in front of us. That's what this is. So, yeah, I'm doing great, bro. I'm thriving. Can't you smell?
Fuck, I can smell the sarcasm in that shit.
Actually doing great, though. Like, no bullshit. I kind of set that up to make it sound like I was doing bad, but I'm good, man. Life's good. I'm finally starting to find, like, this balance between the busy and then the enjoyment, because it's like, I think we've been sold this idea that, you know, you got to grind, and only grind, and then you can reap the rewards. But it's like trying to find that balance of, like, doing it throughout the week, not just having to spend, you know, 5 years of fucking, or how about any traditional job ever. Work for fucking till you're 60, and then you got a million, you can retire, but your bones and your fucking heartburn is just destroying you and not allowing you to fucking use the money you just save. So I'm trying to, like, enjoy while also grinding for something more.
That's good, though. Like, remember when we used to get at people all the time for living for the weekend?
Hell yeah. Now we're just like, I'll beg for like even a second off.
I know, like a couple minutes off. Like, yo,
what's today, Monday? It's weekend to me, bro.
Bro, like, I don't know. I feel like I've been like, obviously working all week. I work 9 to 5, mm-hmm. Monday through Friday. Most of the time Saturday too. But like when I do get that day off, well, because I mean, I work the 9 to 5 and then when I get home, I work on shit. In the meantime, until I crash the fuck out, you know what I mean?
Right.
So it's like a constant, like, maybe make some food and that'll be my downtime. You know
what I mean? Right, right.
So, like, when the weekend does come, when Sunday does come around and I could just go, like, wake up, go slackline, or wake up and actually, like, not feel the fucking momentum in my head, or I could sit down and watch a movie or something.
Right.
Them Sundays be slapping. That's why they call it the Lord's Day, bro. I be feeling myself, bro. Like, I swear.
Do you ever feel obligated, though, to, like, I know we've done this before, but like, where's your head been at lately? With there's like this obligation, and correct me if you don't have this, but like, there's this obligation I feel that when I have an off day coming up, I feel like I gotta max it out with the most relaxing and fucking, you know, just like doing the most enjoyment because it's my day off. But ironically, that this you know, it pushes you further away from not enjoying your day off. Like, do you ever feel like you're like, fuck, I got to do all the fun stuff that I couldn't do because I was working all week?
Yeah, no, like, it's more like downtime shit, because I don't, like, especially lately, like, going, like, oh, yeah, I'm going to do this on my day off, and then it turns into a fucking...
Like a chore. Now it's not a day off.
A list of tasks that I got to get done.
Right.
But it's, like, enjoyable shit at the same time. Right. Like, it's a bunch of shit that I've wanted to do all week, but I didn't get around to doing, so, like, I enjoy it the whole time. But then, obviously, when the day is over, it's like, oh, fuck, it's Monday.
Like, right. Like, I know, it's like, fuck, I didn't have it. But the way I look at it, and, like, this is for when I was smoking... when I smoke cannabis and shit, it's like, I the next day... You know, I used to get really upset with myself that I didn't remember exactly what happened the day prior while I was high. But there's enough information in my feelings to know that I had a good time. Meaning, like, I don't have to remember the details to remember that I enjoyed myself. And to me, like, I've accepted that that's okay. Like, I knew I had a good time. I don't need to have to remember. It's just, like, such a human thing to, like, well, I got to remember why I had fun in order to know that I had fun. It's like, bro, I know I have fun.
Yeah, bro. I guess that's kind of how I feel about, like, it's just me, but listening to this podcast back, like, most of the time we do it, dude, out of the 10 we've done so far, this would be 11, but out of the 10 we've done so far, oh, we got one in the vault too, huh?
We do?
We got one that never came out, yeah.
Really?
I'm pretty sure we do.
I'm sure there's a couple at that point.
No, but like, anyway, of the 10 that came out, 90% of them I've been like, that was fire while we were recording it. I remember sitting down and then
especially the most recent ones.
Getting up afterwards and being like, that was fire. No need to listen back. I can't wait till 30 years go by and then I can listen back.
Well, let's be honest.
It's that's a just my personality as
no,
well.
No, for sure. But let's be honest. It's a combination of that. And also, I'm not trying to hear myself talking, bro. Like, as much as I love it in the video form and I'm on Snapchat and shit, it's like, there's just something about, because what happens is you're hearing into the past, meaning what you said. And it's like, I think what you're referring to now is like, we know that there was nothing in there that I would go back and listen to and be like, fuck, I shouldn't have said that. Like, we know everything was good. And
I definitely don't want to feel that either. Cause I think sometimes I do go listen to it, or like,
it's like sending a text and not being able to retract it.
Cause I listen back to my music sometimes. I'm like, oh, I should have said it like this. Or, oh, I should have expanded on that like this.
Which is like how you grow, but at the same rate, just having confidence that it went well and knowing your intentions were good also allows you to grow. It's kind of like backwards. Bro, Halloweeny, bro. You dressing up?
Fuck. I mean,
said I'm doing this myself.
Dressing up like a nigga like me. If I had a choice. I don't know. Like, I'm really not festive for Halloween. I don't know what happened.
Festive.
I became a homebody, bro, over freaking COVID, dog. And like, now it's like,
just can't dress up.
Even watching people hang out, I'd be getting some type of way, bro. I'd be like tasting something weird in my mouth when I see two people enjoying
regret.
Their time together outside with no mask on. I start like looking at them different. Like, who the fuck you think you are, motherfucker?
So me the past month and a half.
For real. Take that fucking meal pass, get back in your car, go home, and think about what you just did. You just put all our lives in danger.
Bro, relax. Holy fuck, relax. Don't you dare.
Hey, I was speaking metaphorically. I said this is what COVID
did
to my
psyche,
bro.
What are you wearing for Halloween, bro?
I'm going to go to a pumpkin patch today, which is Which would be kind of cool.
Can't dress up. Hate seeing people going out. Gonna go to the place where everyone's hanging out, bro.
Bro, I'm gonna be wearing my hazmat suit. So that's the thing. I'm gonna be
people
okay.
Like you from.
And dude,
are
think
you
about
from
the oxygen levels there, bro?
Dude.
Like, think about it. Like, come on, we're outside in nature. There's mad trees around.
Outside in nature. Sounds so contradicting.
Well, sometimes I'd be outside in the concrete jungle in LA. You know
what
you
talking about the streets?
The streets, bro. What do you mean?
The streets.
Three bro, you H's. Been to South Central yet?
Bro, no, thank you.
I've been there twice.
I've been there Central, and I don't want to be there.
I
let
don't
want to
be south of that.
I don't want to be nothing.
Bro, no, it's kinda...
Look at Chicago. Everywhere that has a bad area, it seems to always be south.
That's true, though.
Well, the south is good people, though, I think. Well, in the States. You know what's funny? It's like the narrative of the
Damn,
south
bro, did you say
is...
bad people?
No, there's a lot of like still old... conservative mindsets that aren't growing with the times, but at the same rate, some of the best people I've ever met, like off the rip friendly, are from the south. Like,
yeah, one of my closest friends that I met here in LA is staying down in South Central.
What did
right
I
now.
Tell everyone, and, bro? And the best people from LA ain't from LA, bro.
It's wild as hell that like he's living down there at a hostel, which is mad wild. Right. But he's having one of the best times I've ever seen. Like of anybody, like, just having to, like, coming from somewhere else, moving to, like, a very, it's being, becoming gentrified, but a very, like, low-income neighborhood.
Right.
And just be thriving and laughing every day and smiling and hanging out with people and even just putting his own little stank on this hostel, bro. And I'm guessing, I just feel like people, like, around are, like, really, like, fucking with his energy too, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Well, it's
shout
like,
out to Jackson, by the way,
bro. Like, hell yeah, mad cool. I still haven't met this fucker, but
dude,
I heard you're cool,
bro. He's gassed to meet you,
bro. I'm not some fucking pope on an altar, bro.
You are, bro.
Bring
are
him
you
through.
Kidding me, right? Have you seen you riding your car, bro? Fucking
that ain't no altar, my boy.
I don't know if somebody throws you the finger in there.
It don't even got all four handles on it. The altar, boy. But no, that's, it's cool when I've always wanted to do that. If we ever travel and go to Europe or anywhere, I've heard so many beautiful things about hostels, meaning you, I mean, you hear different things about hostels from different people, but I know based off of what I've heard and watched and studied that you and I are the exact type of people that thrive in those situations, meaning we engage with other people there. We make friends, and that's how you learn about the town. It's the people, hey bro, I've been in this hostel for 2 years. And then it's like, oh, show me your favorite spot to eat. And then all of a sudden, you know, the cool spots of the city. So it's like, either that or we go on Google and go to Yelp and type in coolest places to go in Europe. It's like, bro, I'm good on that. That's yeah. not how you find the coolest shit.
Hell yeah. No, Yelp is the fucking...
Yelp it's good for food in LA. That's about it. And fucking oil changes. Best oil changes.
And for giving me too many fucking ads. Like, I don't know.
It's telling me to vote. Bro, I don't want to get too political, so I'm going to just leave it at this. But if Yelp's telling me to vote, I'm not here for that. Get that shit out of my fucking face. Snapchat, Instagram.
Oh, did you know there's an app that you can download? Or even, yeah, I think it's an app you download. Not just the spot on the internet, but... that you can go on and see if your people in your contacts or your friends are registered to vote or not, and if they voted in the last two elections.
And they say the government's not out to separate and destroy us.
Bro, I went on it last
people
night.
People lose friendships over that shit.
I was like, eee.
Oh, no. Oh, wait, it's actually, like, accurate? Or
yeah.
How do
you
know,
it's
though?
Accurate. I don't know if it's accurate. I don't know if it's an Acura, but I definitely looked at it and, like, was... thinking about texting people, like, yo, did you?
Don't you dare,
and then, like,
bro.
I was seeing the downward spiral that it was
where
about
it was
to create
going.
My
okay,
life,
you're
bro.
Just saying you entertained the idea.
Yeah.
I like it. If I was in your boat, I would have thought about the same thing. But I'm going to be honest with you. I have to say this because it's our podcast and I can say this.
You got to say it?
I have to.
You have to.
I don't believe two things in life. This is what I believe. Driver's license / buying a vehicle and voting. And I have to dance around this carefully because if I say this too quickly, people are like, well, it's all right. It's everyone's free. Blah, blah. That's not what I'm saying here.
We live in a democracy, but we're supposed to have to do shit.
What I mean is...
the fuck does that mean?
I'm about to make this comment and then people are going to be like, well, it's everyone's right to vote. So here's my comment. I personally believe there needs to be some sort of rough standardized, because it's hard to blanket... it's hard to blanket test this, but there needs to be a fucking sanity check that you have to pass before you're allowed to vote. What I'm getting at is everyone's like, it's our right to vote. In the vehicles, it's our right to vote because it's money and all this. I personally believe, based off the way things are, I'm not saying we should ever have to do this, but based off the way things are, I truly believe you should have to earn your right to vote. You should show the people that you are competent enough to even know what you're voting for. Because what happens is people have a sliver of information that they got from their mom on Facebook about a candidate, and then it turns into this, well, at least it's a lesser of two evils at this point. And this could go so deep, and I don't want to take it there,
yeah,
and
no,
I don't want to deal with that.
Because it is
but,
fucked, bro.
But what I mean is, like, it's the same thing with vehicles, bro. The way I watch people operate these fucking how many ton death machines going at 100 on the highways out here, what I mean is, like, there needs to be a buffer to show, here's how the world works. You voting for one person, expecting the world to become better, if you just happen to get the right guy in there, the world will be great. No. What happens is it starts with
the
individual, it starts with the person, and it starts with your immediate community. If you can affect that, then it goes upwards. It's not the top down, it's the down up, whatever the fuck. But for you, if what happens with a lot of people is no one's working on themselves, no one's doing any self-development, no one's addressing their you know, shortcomings, they're a toxic person in all these areas of their life, they're not working on shit, they blame others for their problems still, and then that person gets to go fucking have a say in the country where I'm trying to work on myself and make it a better place. That's not fair. You want to talk about fair and equal rights, bro? I don't want fucking idiots having any say unless, dude, if you can't work on yourself, why the fuck should you get a say in how this country's ran? And I know that sounds like a bold statement, but if you really break it down, you should have to show that you care about your and you're loving towards yourself in order to earn your vote. I think that would be a good system. But who are we? We're just two dudes with a podcast, you know, chasing our dreams, man.
Yeah, I don't know if I completely agree with that. Like,
let's hear your opinion. That's why we're friends, like, and you can talk. You're like, I don't agree with that, motherfucker.
No, but like, it's just to speak to your point, bro, you can lose your right to vote. You could commit a crime. You could be a very, very competent, insanely competent.
What's a worse crime than being a toxic ass piece of shit?
And working on yourself completely and still lose your right to vote for somebody that's going to further this country.
Right, but now you're nitpicking.
Into a good position. No, what I'm saying is you could lose that, right? So how come you can't lose your right to vote if you're like a super shitty, toxic, really bad for the country type person? It seems like that should be a little more viable than if you were to have committed some type of crime that we look down on. You know what I mean? Well, it seems more viable, like, to what you were saying, like how, like, you there should be a buffer
for that person.
But,
for the
people that,
right? Well,
really,
usually, if you commit a crime and
you
if you've let me say this, I'm not saying you can't forgive people, people can't learn, but in your theory, if you lost your right to vote through committing a crime, that means you did something bad. If you lose this little fake sense of fucking freedom we have here so much so that you can't vote no more, you did something. But not to say the person's done or wrong and that they can't redeem themselves, so to speak.
Let's think about crimes,
but,
bro. It's a crime to walk across the street, if you think about it.
It's a crime to run the country the way it's being fucking ran. That's what the crime is. It's a crime of how poorly we treat ourselves and our neighbors. That's what the real fucking crime is. You and I are just speaking. We're coming into the timeline and talking about the way things are now. I'm more so talking about how they should be ran from the get-go. But unfortunately, the damage has been done, and we have to, like, kind of figure out this system. But, of course, any theory I bring up, you could bring up any of these points and be like, well, what about that? What about that here? You know, think about this person, or why is it fair? Like, nothing's fair. And the craziest
part
about
the part I disagreed on, I was furthering your point with that.
Oh, no. Oh, I appreciate it. My bad. I guess I kind of got defensive because I'm just like, but at the same rate, I'm trying to relinquish that because it's like, that theory is just a theory, and I'm just trying to show, you know, all I'm saying is the way it's been working ain't working. So I'm just trying to throw out new ideas. But in theory, in a perfect world, you know, not even a perfect world, this one where people are more loving, like something like that would make sense. It's just that, you know, we get so accustomed to the way things are that we just accept them. We go, we just have to select this or that because that's our only option. It's like, I'm just tired of, I don't know. It's
all subjective too.
Subjective. But what I'm
saying, because who's to say the way we think and the way we run our lives is the correct way?
I'll tell you this. Ready for this? Hold on. Let me answer you. It's not that I know the right way. It's that I know the way that's been going down right now ain't working
for you.
Clearly, no. For a lot of people, this country's in turmoil. Would you agree?
No.
You don't think so? We're about to have a civil war after these fucking elections happen. And you think everything's good. I'm just saying it could be better is all I'm getting at.
Oh,
and
hell
the
yeah.
crazy part
Fuck
is,
yeah.
But here's the thing, Smooch. It's like, you have to realize we're the most, every individual human is the most unique individual person ever. That being said, it's impossible to have these blanket fixes for anything because there's way too many outliers. There's way too many variables to just throw one thing down.
Yes, I'll agree.
So I guess
with
that's kind of what I'm getting at. But it's like, at the same rate, you still have to do something. You can't just be like, well, it can't affect everybody at the same time, and it's not easy to do, so therefore, fuck it, we just give up. So, and that's what the system we have in place is right now. But to say that's the only way things can work, I personally choose to believe that it could be better.
Fuck yeah, it could be better. I'm definitely not saying it can't be better, but I just don't think, me personally, I don't think it's horrific or
it's
terrible.
It's really not. Guess what? If you watch the news, it is.
Oh, hell yeah. Fuck yeah. Dude.
That's why your buddy at the hostel is thriving, living in a hostel, is
and
because.
Then, dude, like, 'cause you get around those people, bro, that, like, your first comment with him every day is like, yo, oh, hey,
you see the news,
hey,
bro?
How you
see
doing today?
Day,
doing
bro?
Pretty good. Oh, fuck, you know, fucking
Trump.
This, that, and third about the fucking weather. You know what I mean? And it's just hella pessimistic and down. And it's like, hold on. Whoa, you chose the fucking, like, to look at those couple things
Choice.
And then bring them
it's
up
the
to
only
me
thing we have left.
And fucking, like, let that levy out your day. You know what I mean?
Literally.
You could have brought up all the good shit that's happening to you. You fucking tried out
the
new
breakfast
stats
you
home,
had,
you know
your wife
mean?
Gave you a kiss, your
exactly.
kids drew you a picture, anything. But you chose to
and you
look
live
at your phone
in
for 2 seconds.
The most beautiful place to do that in.
Ever. The second I stopped watching the news, I realized how beautiful LA is.
Dude, I'm
not that I even watch the news, but you know, just the second you start, you stop focusing on external things and you focus on your own life. And that's what I was getting.
America.
The what?
And LA is in America. A hell of a beautiful little border of imaginary lines that we fucking stole from a group of people.
Isn't that so interesting? It's a piece of land and we have all these, our brain is literally ingrained. I had a class where in high school where they made us draw the map. I think that was just to prove to so that they could show our brain where the borders are so we don't fucking, so we know our place. Bro, but it's like,
gonna,
bro, it's a piece of land.
This is going to rub people so goddamn wrong. Maybe the Halloween episode is the one that's going to rub people fucking wrong.
This is supposed to be all spooky shit. Bro.
Oh, bro.
Here's how I think you should read the
like,
country.
Bro, I've been thinking about patriotism a lot. And like, I don't want to call it, I don't want to say nationalism because I really wouldn't know what that actually means. But patriotism, like taking a whole bunch of pride in these imaginary lines
right.
we drew on the ground and said, this is our space and we're going to do what we do with it.
And defend the fuck out of it to the point where I'll die for it.
The lines. We're defending the imaginary lines that aren't really there.
Just to be clear, I don't know if we said it to be clear, but we're just discussing like how each state has like its borders. But if you go to that physical location, there's no actual lineation.
Even country, yeah. Like how us as a country
until some guy comes around
from Canada
and Mexico, walls.
And there's just some imaginary lines.
Truthfully,
like, are you that much different from a Canadian?
But that just goes to show.
Like, Josiah, how, are you?
Huh?
Are you that much different from a Canadian person?
Bro, leave me alone with that.
You know what
please?
I mean? Like,
no,
if you met someone from Canada,
everyone thinks I'm from Canada, bro.
It's really, dude. It's really just some little fucking spot on a map that someone put down,
and it's an area where it's. But at the same rate. There are, to play devil's advocate,
there are ideals.
Well, there are I don't know if benefits right. There, in the same way, separation and control of like state government and just having your own state, it is a beautiful thing because it's like, if we were all one land, then we're dictated by one leader. So the only buffer that we've actually had from this place going to complete shit at times is our state looking out for us. And that's why I enjoy that they're separate. So that's the benefit of it. It's actually the lineation of different places, I think at its core, started off as something very good and healthy. It's just like a way to focus on your immediate piece of area, which is good. But then again, so was religion. So religion was really good. But then people came around and abused it. And it's like, that's what I think is getting unfolded right now. So I personally, I'm going to let you keep talking if you want, but I personally kind of want to just veer away from this conversation right now. And
dude,
all
it's just
uncomfortable. No, you're good. No, you and I are good. I just don't know if this is the conversation we haven't had. All I want to get at is that I think some really beautiful things are going to happen in our lifetime. I just think we're going to have to go through a little bit of shit in the meantime. But I think we're on the horizon of love, you know, becoming a little bit louder than hate. And I've personally seen that. And people are like, well, it's just because you're happier and you're just seeing the good. It's just like, yeah, there's a lot of bad. I mean, there'll always be bad in someone's perception. But overall, I think enough shit's getting exposed right now that I think the humans are finally winning, not the fucking flawed profit business. How do I get more of my pockets fucking ass people? But time will tell. But I don't want to cut you off. So if you have anything to add, I would just like to get some like maybe some fun stories or like, you know, spooky shit or something.
I'm not really into spooky shit. But speaking on flaws.
I'm down to fucking good stories and happiness. Fuck that. Let me talk about your trauma, bro.
Bro, like I was having a conversation about flaws the other day and I got defensive.
With yourself?
No. I mean, yeah,
hey, so
in a sense. I mean,
you're flawed.
No, I was thinking about it, so I was definitely having a fucking
who are you talking to? Give me some context, my bad.
So, I guess somebody was speaking about how their flaws affect or how they have a problem with people idolizing other people and how we idolize also things, but how we idolize people when
let's do an example.
People
this
are
my
just made up
sake.
With all kinds of like the people we idolize, we tend to look past their flaws. Like we tend to like,
well, no, we godize them, meaning like they couldn't do no wrong.
Exactly. Okay. So like, I ended up giving the counter argument because I'm I feel like sometimes I feel like I just fucking bring up counter arguments to argue, and I'm not trying to argue. Oh, I'm just trying to think.
Dude, but that's why this podcast is great. I can sense that you actually agree with me, but your brain wants to fucking do the counter just for the fuck of it. But it actually creates a good dynamic because it allows devil's advocate to come in, the advocate, and it's like a checks and balances. Whereas just like if I'm just talking about myself,
questions than just
100%. No, questions. You just like going deeper. No. It's not that it's better questions.
Okay, back to the fucking flow.
No, real quick though, it's a good thing. It's like you're just asking other. You're like, well, what about this angle of it? Like. Yeah, that's a good idea, but what about how this would impact others? Like, you're like the voice of reason for a lot of areas. It's good, but anyway. So voice back to idolizing
for the gremlins.
the gremlins.
Yeah, like how people have flaws and like okay. looking at them as like I had a problem with looking at flaws as flaws instead of looking at it as something that can be assessed and then I don't know about changed, but worked with. And turned into a quality rather than a flaw. Turned into a characteristic rather than us looking at them as flaws.
That's bad. Like, it's just a thing until we place judgment
exactly, on it. Exactly. Because, I mean, it could be a flaw to you and right. something that like you feel hinders you or something that holds you back until you're in the right situation where it actually benefits you.
I know. And actually, the silver lining, bro.
Exactly. And it actually turns into something that.
But then it's okay.
It's actually a quality. And then right. it's fun. Then it's like, oh, no, this is dope. It's not a flaw to me. Like, it's kind of like the whole like alien situation. Do you remember like Scary Movie when they were pissing out of their fingers?
Yes, yes.
Like, who knows? Maybe on their fucking planet it's fine. Dude, can you imagine not having your belt,
that's a
bro?
Great example. Yeah, we judge that to be like, what the fuck? That's so gross and weird. But it's like, if you're if you grow up in that, and that's all you know is peanut, like, it's like someone coming and seeing us being like, what's that stuff coming out their butt? Why? They eat stuff and then that comes out. What the fuck?
Why don't they
that's
just
so
use
weird.
It all?
Why don't they you know just I mean? Why don't they just not eat? You yeah, know what I mean? Exactly. Like, but to any, but that's so much deeper than anything. Like I was talking about mental health with that. When people have mental health issues, I think now there's really truly is mental health that can affect people. But if you really break down mental health, it's someone's brain was different than yours. You're trying to make sure. I don't like when people feel bad for people that have. I don't even like to call them mental disabilities. I truly like to call them other abilities. Meaning, just because it's not the norm what everyone else's brain is operating on, it's not to say that they're bad. The only reason you feel bad for them and go, oh, they're living a bad life, is because you're trying to bring them into the world you're living in, and they don't thrive in that area. But if you place someone that has a mental other ability with the same, with the people that have that same brain wiring, they're living a perfect and an okay life in their head. They're doing fine without you, man. It's just that they're not living the life that you're living. Therefore, you feel bad that they're not having a good time. You know what I mean? Like, that's I don't fire. Like, we kind of patronize people that have any, it's just called, I made up that word, bro, differentism. Anytime something's different than the herd, we're like, oh, we have to take care of it and make sure it's having a good enough time like the herd is. It's like, no, it's living fine. But I think now, and I want to make this asterisk, I think now mental health has, over the years, developed to the point where it can be detrimental in general. Meaning someone that has like, you know, debilitating schizophrenia or depression, mm-hmm. obviously they're not living a happy life in their head. I'm just talking about people that don't look, talk, sound, have the same skin color as the person that you have, meaning therefore it's fucking bad. It's like, bro, we're all here trying to have a good time. The person with special needs that you're trying to be patronizing to or I feel bad, bro, you don't need to feel bad for them. They're just another being also trying to have a good time. It's just more challenging for them to have a good time the way you're having a good time. It's not to say that they're not having a good time, but that's a fine line. I don't want to paint that picture for all mental, you know, other abilities. It's not a blanket statement. I just mean at times it's like, dude, you're trying to force something. I use this example and it's very extreme, but I need people to be mature when I say this. I'm not trying to bring up any fuck shit, but it's like if a Black Panther party made me said, hey, Josiah, come into our party. And I said, no, that's just like, I don't know what you guys stand for. I don't understand you. But then you force me to come into your party and then wonder why I'm not having a good time or why it's not making sense for my brain. When in all reality, I'm different than you. But to say that I'm wrong because I'm not looking how you guys are looking it's not what it is. I'm not bad or wrong because I can't fit into that group. It's just that I'm not in that group. Like, I'm still okay with who I am, and they're still okay with who they are. I know it's kind of an extreme example, but I do it just so that it sinks in. It's the same thing with the mental health or people with other abilities. you're trying to force them and bring them into your party and then wonder why they're not having a good time. They were fine on their own, bro. You know what I mean? But yeah. There's times where it's like, of course, other people do need taken care of. Other people do need to get brought to their appointments. Other people do need help getting bathed. Like, they need help with the human essentials the way we've been doing it. Like, people make the statement that for a, what's it called? Like, they're just trying to have, like, a decent, not, I almost said cost. Yeah, just, like, the quality of life. Like, it's, like, quality of life based off of what we're doing it. But there are just some standards. Like, of course, everyone should be able to, you know, be able to be clean and to work and to, you know, earn something or achieve something. But it's just that you just have to meet people where they're at. You have to be okay with and patient with those people that, you know, aren't operating the way you are. If you don't have empathy and understanding and allow them to be them, of course they're going to fucking feel some sort of type of way and feel agitated or feel inadequate. That's just so patronizing to do that to somebody. Oh my God, I feel so bad for her, for him. It's like, why? Because they're not living the life the way you are. Well, no, it's because they don't get to do the things I'm doing. That's not to say that they can't enjoy themselves, so, you know. So it's like, it's a weird conversation. It's a heavy one. And I don't want to speak ever ignorantly on anything. So I'm always open for feedback. But it's like, I'm just trying to hit my point home with the differentism, man. Just because something's different doesn't mean it's bad. It's just different. Like you said, I like that. Someone told me this quote today. She said, the only difference between a weed being a flower is your judgment. The only difference between a weed being as beautiful as a flower is your judgment of it. A weed grows, a flower grows. Somewhere along the lines, humans decided which one's beautiful. But they both grew. If they both were there, are the weeds bad? Or they just look not good in comparison to the thing that we said looks good? And there's a lot of metaphors there, man. But
depends on what you want to.
Yeah, like, but that's like what I mean. You want what you're looking grow, for. I'm just saying
the weed could take out the flower.
We're trying to get. I'm trying to get people to the point where you are looking for what you want to look for. Unfortunately, right now our lens is through societal's lens. Okay, I'm through society. I know I should say that the flower is beautiful. Like there is a standard. No one wants to talk about it ever. But there is a societal standard of what beautiful looks like. And if you don't line up with that, then all of a sudden you're not good enough. That's fucked, and that's what I'm trying to get rid of, man. Everything just is until we decide fucking if it's good or bad. Good or bad doesn't even exist. And that's, I don't know if you want to have that conversation. Maybe we can save it for another day, but to talk about, to transition here, can you speak on our new development of the ego? You said it so beautifully.
I kind of want to talk about, like,
do it,
my side of the mental health thing.
Oh, yeah, my bad. Go ahead. You were just so silent. I didn't know if you were going to chime in.
I was silent.
Because you were listening.
I'm probably going to speak on why I was silent. I was silent because of the fact that I have a hard time speaking on it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't like identifying with it.
Oh, like and acknowledging that it's a thing you're saying?
No. Me personally... And I say personally from the bottom of my heart, because I really don't want to speak for anybody else at all. Me personally, I feel as though I do have certain mental health issues that I've worked at myself with or worked with myself and gotten not over, but I kind of like made a balance out of it between the life I want to live and the life I feel like my brain's wired to live. And I choose to try and not identify with the things
bad self.
yeah
of course
the parts of me,
like, you're afraid of you acknowledging or talking about it is keeping it alive.
I choose not to identify with the parts of me that I don't enjoy or qualities of mine that I don't want to bring with in my everyday journeys.
Why?
Because I feel as though those qualities are alive, and if I'm to give attention to them and identify with them and call them my issues and my problems and my drawbacks,
mm-hmm.
I only give them more power over my daily life and my my consciousness. So I truly do have a hard time speaking of it, because when I do speak on it, people look at me and they say, "Oh, well, you don't have these issues, or right. you're a normal person,
yep.
or you don't have any of these. Yeah, like, you don't have any of these things, because you can obviously disassociate from them.
That's what I'm
so
trying to do,
you shouldn't
man.
Be able to speak on it." And I somewhat agree, though. I'm 50-50. I agree that, hey,
maybe
I shouldn't speak on it because of the fact that I'm only going to ingrain these things in myself even more. But, hey, I'd like to talk about it so maybe someone who feels kind of like I do can grow in the same way I feel like I did.
But also, you saying it out loud to help others might help you out. I'm just saying, in general, you saying it out loud to yourself is the only way you address it and move past it. Not even past it, just, you know, choosing. I want to read this. I pulled this quote up. It's Old Story of the Wolf. I'm sure you heard it, but I found this one is a little more detailed, but I'm going to read it really quick, and it's exactly what you're talking about. It's respecting the fact that there's a side of you that's there, not being upset with it, but also not. I'm going to read this, and it'll make sense. So it says, "The Tale of Two Wolves. One evening, an old Cherokee told his grandson about a battle that goes on inside of people. He said, 'My son, the battle's between two wolves inside us all. One is evil. It is anger, envy, jealousy, doubt, sorrow, regret, greed, arrogance, self-pity, guilt, resentment, inferiority, lies, false pride, superiority, and ego. The other is good. It is joy, peace, love, hope, serenity, humility, kindness, benevolence, empathy, generosity, forgiveness, truth, compassion, and faith.' The grandson thought about it for a minute and then asked his grandfather, 'Well, which wolf wins?' To which the old Cherokee simply replied, 'The one you feed.'" And if you look at these things like two wolves that are there no matter what, everyone thinks, the way we've been running it, everyone believes that we need to eliminate and get rid of the bad wolf. But I hate to break it to you that thing's always in there. But the only reason I'm calling it a thing and we're using the analogy of the wolf is for the explanation. But if you realize that it's just that wolf in there is just a system, an animal looking out for you. But what happens is it can look out for you and end up sabotaging you the way we've been living life. Meaning you have to respect the fact that wolf's in there, man. You actually need it. You don't know and understand good without bad. So you have to respect it, Sarah. All this thing is trying to say here is that, and what you were saying was that you want to acknowledge it to help other people, and that's what I'm doing, and to help yourself and to respect that there's a wolf in there that has all those traits. You're just trying to say you don't want to talk about it, aka you don't want to feed it too much, because then it'll get full and then it'll start taking over the good wolf, so to speak. So you're right. It is a fine line. You know, our brain is listening. You talk about it enough, your brain doesn't know if you're talking about it to help others or you're just talking about it to feed it and it grows inside of you. So that's where intentionality comes into play. And that's why it's important to know for your brain to understand why you're saying it out loud. It's okay to talk about it. It is okay. And you are valid to have those things. Everyone has it. But what happens is we've gotten to this point in life where we compare our traumas. We compare our bad wolves with other people's bad wolves. And we go, mine's not valid because it's not as bad as yours. And that's not how you grow. That can make things worse. But that's just what we've done. Because at some point or another, someone's tried to talk about their mental illness, their depression, their anxiety. And someone says, what the fuck do you know about depression and anxiety? I went to the fucking clinic and I'm on meds for it. It's like we out-wolf the other person's wolf. And we identify with it to the point where it's like, yeah, this is who I am. This is my thing. But I want to start this conversation and know that we don't have to get mad at people that identify with their wolf. We actually need to be more loving with them and understanding and show them, hey, that wolf's in there, but you don't have to identify with it. But respect it. But your fear, what you're saying is that you don't want to over-respect it, aka give it too much food. And I respect that about you. But I'm glad to see you getting to a point where you're realizing that you discussing and respecting your wolf out loud can help other people lessen theirs. But I need to tell you, and I need you to know that you discussing that isn't feeding it. And I think that's important for everyone to understand. The conversation about the wolves isn't you feeding them, but our brain doesn't know that sometimes. So that's why, again, intentionality.
I still feel as though, depending on how you speak about it, it is feeding it.
That's you, though, bro, because you're not aware of how you're speaking on it.
I only said that
because
you told me that me speaking on it isn't that.
It's not,
I'm
though.
Trying to say.
You're just fearful of it happening.
To me, it is.
Right,
that,
right
that,
now.
That's our disconnect
because you're
right
fearful.
Now.
It's not a disconnect. You're
no,
just fearful.
Just in that statement. Like,
it's not a disconnect, though.
But for me, is that not my truth, though? I mean, that can be my truth.
Right, and
you're
I'm,
saying
it's I'm
not
explaining
my truth.
Your truth. I'm explaining where your truth's coming from. It's fear that you don't want to identify with it. The goal
I
is
believe,
to get to
I
a place.
I believe not identifying with it.
Of course. That's a,
is
yeah.
me growing. Away from
I'm saying,
away from that
right,
being a flaw of mine. Me working with it. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, we're saying the same thing. Your brain doesn't know how to allow me to say something without it combating it. I'm just trying to show you, bro.
I hear you. But that like is drawing me back into that spiral.
I know. That's why this conversation is difficult. And that's why I'm trying to bring up the way I'm talking about this is because the crazy part is just by telling someone that they're identifying with their wolf, that the awareness that they're doing that doesn't help anyone. So like, that's why, excuse me, and please forgive me. I could definitely be more patient and understanding, loving and hearing you. I just don't want to give too much light to you thinking that's your truth.
That's why I said 50-50.
Right.
That's why,
but that's
yeah.
the dance. That's the dance. That's
exactly.
the beautiful
it's the
part.
Balance
that's
of
the
it.
Only way life's good is if you have both wolves. If you only had a good wolf inside your head, you don't know what good is.
Right, and that's why I didn't want to immediately say that it's not
right.
like not identifying with
I
it.
I got you.
Is completely just.
But it's just for I'm not doing it for
it,
you. It's for other people's
other
sake
not.
Hearing this, because then other people hear you and go, "Oh, well, that's my truth." Well, your truth isn't that you're a depressed, anxious person and that you're fearful of identifying with it, blah, 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 blah. That's just something that's going down. But that's not your truth. So it's not that you're wrong and I'm telling you you're wrong. I'm just making sure for the people listening, the verbiage, they don't get it twisted because that's where things have gotten wrong. Is that this is such a hard discussion to have that if you don't say everything in with the correct words, it can really allow people to think that they can start identifying with their wolf. So excuse me. I don't mean to be, you know, jumping down your neck on smooth. This is how you know. I just mean in general, this story explains everything. And it goes back to what you and I have been preaching through all these podcasts. Whatever you put your attention on grows. And it's just like more of a palatable way to understand that with this story. And it's short and it's easy to explain. But
yeah, I've been trying to like preface more of what I say
mm-hmm.
with more I's, more personally's, and
yeah.
more.
So healthy. That's so
rather,
healthy.
Rather
truthfully.
Than the you's.
Right.
Because the you's really.
Blaming. You made
no,
me feel
not,
this
not,
way.
No, not blaming. Let me explain.
It can feel blaming to others, I mean.
Let me explain. Like, the use in my head, like, when I speak on something and I'm talking about myself personally and I use use rather than I's, it puts my description.
Separating
of,
yourself.
You know, it puts my description of what I'm trying to say on them as if.
Blaming.
I'm telling them. That this is how you need to do it, and this is exactly how it's going to work for you.
So that
and
you're
this
okay.
is how your brain is going to process this. No, that's not what I'm saying. This is how my brain processes this.
Right.
This is how my brain worked this out. This mm-hmm. is how my consciousness got to this.
You're taking responsibility.
So far, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Right.
It's an accountability factor mixed with identifying with my own ideals, rather than like
that's responsibility. You're doing it, bro.
Explaining the way I do something, I just don't feel like any. I don't even want to say anymore. Mm-hmm. I just kind of made this self-correction thing to my like in my own life.
Right,
that me speaking on things or trying to communicate with someone that mm-hmm. the way I do things,
as if it's gonna be the work for them exactly.
Is gonna, or even the way I speak on things in an overall sense, like. You do this, and then as a result, this happens to you, and then you feel this way.
Right.
It's like, no.
We're all individuals.
I did this.
Right.
And as a result, this happened to me, and now I feel this way.
Mm-hmm.
That's really how I'd like to speak on things rather than
right.
me putting other people in my shoes.
The only reason I ever like would counter that with you is because there's times where I've seen you worry so much that you're coming across and trying to do that to somebody that you actually end up doing that because you're just so worried about it. So it's like there also is a level of it where you get to this point where you're not confident in what you're saying because you're just so worried that someone's going to take it as you trying to tell them something. And you and I do that, and I've watched that. But it's like, it's healthy that you're concerned. It's this empathy, and you care about the other person, and you want to make sure you're not blanket statement anybody.
I think it's a growing thing too.
It is growing. No. It is growing. I'm just thinking you're just trying to find that balance right now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what it all is. Like, I'm just trying to get to a point where I know
it comes naturally. You don't have to think about how you're talking to somebody.
It's just good. You're just talking to somebody. And I know what's coming out is falling out the right way. And I mean, that could be a lifelong process. I might never get to the end where I'm like, yeah, I'm saying things perfectly. I'm saying it the right way. And I'm getting across what I need to get across.
Well, you're damn near close to what that is. So but, you're doing all right, bro. I believe that. I wholeheartedly stand by that. I'm being serious. I can't allow you to say that in front of me.
But spooky season.
I don't know if it's going to take, you know. Okay, anyway, back to the costumes. What y'all wearing?
Yeah, what you wearing?
I told someone wearing my clothes from 2019 goes the depressed kid. Not funny. All right. Next costume idea.
You don't wear none of them clothes no more?
Yeah, you're right. Fuck you. All you're thinking about is like, what do you mean? You've been wearing the same shirt since I met you. Depressed boy. I don't know. I don't have anything. Last year I went as Billy Madison, and I like went to the thrift store and got everything and sharpied my own like thing. I got the boots, everything. And that
was 2019?
Yeah.
Was it 2018?
2018, excuse me.
What did you do last year?
We didn't do nothing. I didn't dress up. I didn't do nothing. Did you do anything? We were in Roseville.
Honestly, I didn't. Nah. I've been missing holidays like crazy over the last year and a half, 2 years.
Missing like Christmas, completely Thanksgiving, like weren't there for them.
I kind of been missing all them holidays.
Yeah, it's a weird one because I enjoy the things that come along with Halloween, but the idea of Halloween in and of itself really truly holds no importance to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, especially
whereas like Thanksgiving, it's like, well,
I'm kind of hoping people don't go out this year for Halloween.
Yeah, yo, anxious ass. No, I was driving out last night. I seen one house with like Halloween decorations, and then everything else was just nothing. And it made me sad that no one's gonna be able to experience that. Like, it's just, I feel it's unfortunate. And not to say that someone can't have a good life because they didn't go to trick or treating, but there was just a lot of like funness of it. There was just like, you get candy and you get to dress up and you get to hear compliments about your costume. It's like, I think, at least just out the way we've been running life, it's a cool little experience to have as a human. Not to say that we'll never have it again, but it's weird. It's scary. It's like, fuck. We can't even go Halloween trick-or-treating, bro. What the fuck's next? We're going to just turn into Wally eventually. We'll go virtual trick-or-treating. Log in to go trick-or-treating. Get sent fucking Kit Kat through PayPal.
Just money.
Here, go buy your own candy, fucker.
Giving out 33 cents a door.
It's a Cash App. They Cash App you 33 cents.
Just scan the QR code.
Instead of a pillowcase, it's just a fucking...
I'm not even sure how to feel about like any of the holidays this year, like Thanksgiving, Christmas. Like how...
You're chalking them all up, bro. For a lot of
people. I'm just wondering how they're going to work for a lot of people. Like how...
Bro, the world is like already hanging out, I promise, bro.
Like if someone was going through it and they had a tradition like to where like they met every...
Right.
Thanksgiving. Every,
it's just
like,
going to stop.
Every like Christmas.
Yeah. A lot of people
like,
are affected.
They had a streak or something going. And it's like, oh, yeah. No, I have immunocompromised grandparents. And I definitely don't want to like accidentally like take them something.
Right.
Give them a Christmas gift they didn't want. You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of wild. Man.
Yeah. It's, again, it's hard to say, like, to make any statements for everybody being like, holy fuck, we're all just going to. Because there's still a lot of people that are going to get together. But you're right.
Hell yeah.
There is a lot of people now that are going to be affected by this. But that's just anything in life. This just happens to be the one that has affected a lot of people to the point where it's like everyone in the world has been affected by this thing. Not to lessen it or fucking not say it's real, relax, you know. It's just like I'm just... It's the first time in my personal awareness of this earth. I'm sure a lot of shit's happened in history and there's been other plagues. But, you know, it's the first time we've all collectively gotten impacted in my 27 years of life to where everyone's affected by this thing. And it's scary, man. It's different. It's like new. There's no blueprint for it. Everyone tries to speak on it confidently. No one really knows. If there is a hidden agenda, if there is fucking something bigger going on, like no one really knows. And the second you try to discuss it, you know, you can lose friendships, people judge you, but really we're all just trying to figure this thing out together, man. There's no, you could Google all you want, bro. There's not really any information other than what we're slowly developing and the information's coming across. But after being lied to as a society and news being what the fuck news is, it's hard for any piece of information that gets let out about it to be ring true for us. Like everyone, anything nowadays that happens in government, the government's guilty until they prove to us that they weren't lying. Where it's like the idea, in my personal belief, is to just enjoy a life where we can just trust the people running the show.
Who do you speak on when you say government?
I know. That's another difficult thing. You know, it's individual people, but to
like when you say it though, like who are you talking about?
I don't know.
If you were to say it, like, yeah, see, that's how I feel too. Like I never really say it anymore because I'm just like, I don't even know who the fuck I'm talking about when I say it.
It's like this to individuals, it's the Senate, it's the people that have somehow got a position where they get to sit in it their whole life, but they're still living in past ideals.
I literally feel like I could be talking about anybody, like fucking aliens at this point. Right. Whoever's like, or just even billionaires.
Well, that's the question. I mean? Is there one guy up in a fucking tower that's making this thing bad, yeah, or is it just flawed humans that have power?
Or is calling the shots in general? Is it just one dude? Or is it like a group of people?
That's what I meant. Is there one guy in a tower that wants to see the world hurt and it was like, all right, implement the
I guess I wasn't talking about just the bad. I was trying to like put it all like is there one person that's making the world spin? Actually. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like good or bad. Like
right. That's the age old question, my friend.
Oh.
I don't know either, bro.
I'd love to throw it on aliens though. That'd be kinda tight.
Yeah, dude, at this point, if our brain can think of it, let's have some fun, bro. SpongeBob runs this shit. Who knows? I don't know, bro. Or something funnier than SpongeBob, but you just don't know, and you could go insane trying to figure it out. Because unfortunately, if there is something running it, I would assume they wouldn't want us to figure out that they're running it.
Do you remember, like, in March or February? The CIA just cold, smooth, whatever the CIA is. You know what I mean?
At this point, smoothly
declassifying information that they have in their possession,
repertoire, yeah,
and otherworldly craft, and then yes, boom, COVID hit, and we smooth forgot about it. Nobody talks about it. Nobody brings it up. But bro, like, I don't know about you, but declassified that information.
How'd they classify it? They said, we don't know what this is, but we know it's not from this planet.
Yeah, from an otherworldly craft, spacecraft. And then COVID hit, and we were like, well, fuck the spacecraft, dude. I'm not trying to get sick. Like,
but let me rewind. It goes to show the question, if there really is something going on, and there is aliens and these things, why would they release the information? Even though everyone goes, it's all right. We get to, it's like, bro, if they don't want you to know, they want you to know. So my second-guessing brain goes, are they telling this us to scare us? Like, why would they really, if there really was an aircraft UFO that they found, why would they be telling, like, people like, don't know what to do with that. This world shouldn't be told everything, truthfully.
I feel like it's,
they don't know what to do with the information.
I feel
bro.
Like it's, we're going to slowly get spoon-fed.
Yes. This, well, that's what, like, we're slowly carving our way through it all on our own.
You know what I mean? I feel like we're, like, but the little broadcast that everybody's going to, like, listen to in America, I shouldn't say the world, but in America, is we're going to get slowly spoon-fed the maybe
new way.
Futuristic true fact that, like, aliens are real and, like, they've been here and we've been fucking with them. You
instead
know what
of
I mean?
Just,
like, it's
instead
just
of just dropping
slow,
a
like,
bomb on us that
yeah,
fucking
it's just
ends.
Gonna be
right,
slowly
right.
Like, yeah, actually aliens gave us COVID and actually, like, you know what I mean, or some dumb
okay,
shit like that.
Let
I don't
me,
know
bro,
these are facts for me.
No, it's funny you say that. I've been telling people I had an intuition recently and I've been sticking by this, that, and I'll just make it short and sweet. I personally believe within the next 2 years, roughly, I don't want to say like I'm some fucking prophet that's calling it out, but I truly believe in just the way you said, I think within the next 2 years, we're going to get some sort of piece of information as a collective that's going to flip everything upside down on its head. Whether that be God was a lie the whole time, it was just a form of whatever, or God is real and he comes down, whatever. Like, I think something's going to go down within the next couple years here that's going to make us, it's going to expose the way this world's been going, and we're going to be like, fuck, we've been getting lied to this whole time so that rich people can fill their pockets. Like, it's already happening, but I think something significant, i.e. UFOs are real, or that UFOs brought COVID, or if in a more realistic, quote unquote realistic, what is realistic anymore, but in a realistic you know, concept. I think fucking, what if Jules, what if Puff Bars had some sort of shit in them? Like, what if that was, look at how everyone's smoking them.
Glad I wrote out this 31 fucking days of no goddamn substances in my body. Goddamn.
You feel good?
Yeah, I'm going to be honest, dude. I think cutting out the caffeine, I mean, the alcohol was neither here nor there. Like, I don't know. Well, I think I could have went without the alcohol.
Everything's here nor there. Just whatever you're taking every day.
But not smoking weed and no caffeine, obviously, like, the nicotine through Julie, because I was smoking vapes like a motherfucker before October.
No,
but like,
no.
But no caffeine, bro.
We were smoking vapes, bro.
But no caffeine and no weed, bro.
Tell me about it.
Especially no caffeine. I just can't believe I actually cut out caffeine like that.
You seem less irritable.
Water, bro. Oh, I don't know.
No. I mean, this, like, I'm saying, like, caffeine too much. Yeah, exactly. Like,
yeah, no, if you ask my coworkers, they'd say the exact opposite.
Well, here's the irony. We take caffeine to get energy so we can be likable and friendly. The second you take it away, we're like, fuck, we lost our spark. But caffeine at too much of a fucking consumption can cause more irritation and irritability. So let me ask you this. For more clarification,
does it take away irritability?
Well, let me ask you this: Why did you feel the need to stop drinking it?
Why did I feel the need to stop drinking it? Because October 1st hit, and I was like, "What can I give up this month?"
Okay, like, let me ask differently. No, why did you choose that as the thing you were giving up? Why did you stop wearing different color socks on both feet? Like, what was the significance of the caffeine that you were like, "I need to chill out"?
But it was kind of just something extra in my life. I was wondering what all extra shit I could cut out.
Like, why extra though? Things why? I was doing. There's so many other extras that you could cut out. Why caffeine? Let me ask you that. You're trying to dance around. Say what you're saying, bro. Why did you caffeine? Because it was a detriment to you, correct?
Nah, I don't feel like caffeine was a detriment.
Why did you give it up?
What my life would be like without it. I'm not saying it was.
Is it better? Is what I'm asking. I know, but is it better?
I don't know. I save money.
You already said, I'll go rewind the audio. You already said it was better, bro. You just mean a dickhead.
I save money, but that's
why. Save money on what? The $2 fucking coffee?
But that's why I said that earlier when you said, dude, I was buying like fucking $5 coffees, bro.
Oh, you're talking about going to Starbucks. I'm just talking about the act of consuming caffeine. That's two different things.
This is what I was trying to get at earlier before you cut me off. When you said I'm less irritable or whatever, and I said ask my coworkers and they'll tell you something different.
Right.
That's why I'm saying I don't know if it's better or worse, because
I was just trying to ask, bro, what effects have you noticed change inside of you after you stopped drinking it? That's all I'm trying to ask.
I guess mental. Like, I guess just I don't feel the need to do it. Like, beforehand, it was like, oh,
well, let me ask a better question. Well, exactly. So my question to you: why did you feel like you needed it in the morning? Or you were about to say it? Sorry.
It was
dancing,
like,
bro. Just answer the fucking.
Nah, bro. It was more just like a habitual thing, just like smoking a Juul.
Okay.
Like, it was habitual, like waking up in the morning and being like, oh, where's the Juul at?
Well, I brush I brush my teeth every day, and that's a ritual. So
right.
Why not cut out brush my teeth for the month of October?
You could, to see how you feel about
it. I know, but why would I do that?
Be up to you.
Let me ask you this, dancer boy. Are you going to go back to drinking coffee come tomorrow?
Maybe. I don't know. Then I feel about it.
You're a walking duality, bro. It's so annoying sometimes. Just fucking make a decision and stick to something, bro. Just stick to an answer.
I don't know. I don't.
I'm not trying to force it out if you don't have it. But what I'm saying is it sounded like you knew that coffee wasn't.
I told myself for 31 days I'm not going to do this.
But we've had this discussion before.
If I wake up in
the
morning
one of these days, bro,
and I'm like, yo, I kind of want to drink some coffee, I'll probably drink some fucking coffee.
I know but mean? At a high rate of consumption, you've told me the effects it has. I already know the answer. I want to hear it from the horse's mouth because there's people listening to us. But it sounds
I'm
like now you're
honest,
scared of admitting that it
I'm
might be bad
to
you.
I'm trying to be as honest as I can with you. And I'm saying I don't feel like it was as much of a detriment as I had thought it was.
No, that's all I was asking.
On the first
yes,
of the month.
That's what I was asking is what did you think the judgment was prior to giving it up for the month? That's all I'm asking. Like, what in your brain, what were you like, what went, oh my God, if I quit this, it might help me out? What was, which insinuates there's something bad about it. My question to you is, what did you think, how did you think it was affecting you?
My question
how did you
to
assume?
My question to myself was, I'm habitually doing this. Why am I habitually doing this? And do I need to habitually do this?
Why didn't you question brushing your teeth is what I'm asking at that point. Why you're what you're trying to do is say that it's just a habit. The caffeine has no effect on me. It's just a habit. No. You have a lot of other habits. Why did you choose to focus in on this habit to get rid of for the month? And you're saying you realize you don't really know why, but initially you chose that for a reason. Meaning there was something about it that you thought would benefit you by not doing it. Not just a simple act of not doing a habit. You're acting like coffee somehow took a part of your life, that time that you now get back because you don't drink it. No, coffee has an effect on people. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Keep going.
We understand as a society that caffeine, nicotine, alcohol are substances that can affect us. But I'm just trying to get at, I think, in what you're saying here, and I'm in agreement with you, is that, because listen, I did Sober October for cannabis, right? And then at like the 17th, 18th of the month, I smoked again. But what I had to realize was I wasn't going sober just to be sober for a month. I was going sober to recognize and help me find the balance of how much I should be smoking. Because again, smoking is not bad in the same way coffee's not bad. But if you smoke too much, if you drink too much coffee, it can have negative effects. I just wanted to hear your fucking head talking about the negative effects that you've noticed coffee's had on you before. In the same way, I wouldn't speak on cannabis and be like, excuse me, I'm hiccuping, that it's bad. But I can acknowledge that at too much consumption, it gives me anxiety. So like, I guess my question to you more so is just like, what effects has too much coffee had on you?
I don't feel as though too much coffee
is bad for you
has had negative effects on me like that.
Cap.
I don't think it has.
I've heard you say them, so I'll just pretend like
what would they be? What did I say they were?
That you got too irritable, bro. We've had this discussion. I'm not just coming up and deciding.
No, I just don't feel like coffee made me irritable.
It made you something that we talked about. I don't remember exactly how you said it, but you said it affected you in a negative way. That's all I was trying to ask. But this conversation has gone on far too long, and maybe let's move on to the next vice. Because each vice has its downfall. That's why it's a vice. Yeah, meth is great when you're high.
Yeah, any other one, I definitely probably could have gave you a whole fuck ton of things that I'm just saying, adverse about. But caffeine in general, I don't think has had wicked negative effects on me or anything like that.
But if you drank eight cups of coffee, it was the cure.
This is you, bro. I think you're putting the things you feel about caffeine and coffee on my perspective of them.
No, I'm speaking on coffee to anyone. I'm telling you right now, Smooch, you just have a higher tolerance for it. What I'm getting at is if you drank 23 cups of coffee in one day, you're trying to say that, well, it doesn't really have that effect. I'm saying at too much consumption, those items by themselves are bad.
Yeah, well, say that. Don't.
Oh my God, I've been saying that for 30 minutes.
Yeah, you say that about how you feel about it.
That's not how I feel about it. Me telling
bro.
You that too much coffee is bad for a human isn't how I feel about it. That's just a fact.
But what we were getting at and the whole reason why we spiraled down this path is because you were telling me I'm more irritable when I'm on it. And then you asked me how I feel about it.
Because you've told me you are. You told me you were before. I've watched you make comments about how coffee's affected you. I don't remember exactly what you said. But now you're getting to a point and I'm allowing you to say that now. I'm not trying to like hold you back to your old statements.
But you're also not allowing me to tell you how I feel about it at this point in time.
I was just trying to hear you acknowledge the fact about coffee, not your experience with coffee. But it got too convoluted. Either way, we're at a better place now. Cool. I think that's good. Coffee doesn't have an effect on you. Awesome. I was just trying to figure out, like, are you going to go back to drinking?
A negative effect.
I was trying to make the statement, bro, that anything at too much. Then. I tried 1,000 fucking times.
Wait, no, that's what I'm saying. You should have just made the statement instead of putting it on me.
I did. I made the statement so many times. If you go back and listen to this, I made it 1,000 times, bro. Now it's a podcast about us arguing.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
I'm sure this is entertaining for somebody, though. So you're welcome, I guess. Either way, we hit some good stuff. I think we got an hour and 4 minutes going into this.
I still don't know what you're going to wear for costume.
I don't know, bro. I really don't. I don't know if it's like, is it worth it at this point to like go grab like a quick cheap one from like Goodwill, you know?
Definitely. Grab a chicken costume.
You mean a cock? Oh, wait, that's a rooster, right? Are you going to do that? You think you're going to go grab something?
Nah, definitely
not. I'm going to be honest. I thought you were going to fucking sew your own costume?
Hell no. Nah. Nah, fuck no.
No?
No, no way.
Why not?
Nah, I definitely, nah, I'm fine. Cause I'm not.
Good on
I
that. Just,
yeah, I don't even feel like dressing up.
Right.
I usually don't. Yeah, I usually don't feel like dressing up for Halloween or anything like that. Like, I usually, like, if all my friends are going out and, like, they're all dressed up, I'll fucking concede and be like, nah, fucking might as well.
I'll do it, yeah. But if you don't have a party to go to, you're not going to sit at home in a chicken suit.
No. I'll play dress up at home by myself, but not dress up like that.
Like, there's levels to the shit.
Yeah.
Not like that.
Like, I'm not going to put, like, a costume on. I'll put some weird clothes on just to fucking see how I feel and mob around the house.
But
for, like,
I feel like
hours,
you already wear weird clothes, bro. So it's like, it's just another day. That's my thing. Is Halloween a significant? Is Halloween playing ball in the same league as Thanksgiving and Christmas? Or at least what we understand about Thanksgiving and Christmas.
I think a lot of people, yeah. Like, I've kind of like learned this year that like a lot of motherfuckers fuck with Halloween. I don't know if it's because I work at an animation studio or what the fuck.
I think it's just the fun of like dressing up and being a kid again. I think is what it is.
Dude, they took it mad serious.
Really? They decorated the place?
Dude, they fucking, bro, they dressed up all week.
Really?
They just dressed up on Friday. They dressed up all
week. Did you guys have any competitions? Who had the best costume?
That I saw?
Yeah.
It was probably, well, they had, I can't even talk about that.
I like that. Exclusive ass little human.
Who had the best costume that I saw?
That's the question.
I don't know. They're probably way better costumes, but like
Bro, get him some tap shoes, man. This man has to dance around every answer, bro.
My favorite one though.
Yes.
Was just my coworker Pete painting his face and me just laughing about it all day.
Wait, what was the design?
There were way better costumes. There was way more creative costumes, way more like
put
together
to
costumes.
Right.
But fuck, dude, my homeboy just painted his face and I
what did
it
look
about
like
it all day. It was just black and white paint.
Like, was there a logo or design?
No,
half white,
bro,
half
it was
black.
Just like, I don't know if it was supposed to be Adam's Family Zombie or what it was supposed to be, but it cracked me the fuck up. I don't even think anybody else laughed at it. I was just laughing. Man.
Those are the best, bro. Holy fuck. Yeah, dude, those are the ones where it's like the intentionality and the effort, the intentions you can sense after you see someone's costume is what makes a costume great. Because anybody could go buy a fucking $800, you know, SFX fucking real live alien suit from the movie Alien vs. Predator and have the best costume. But it's like, that's easy. You just pay money. But for you, the reason I think you like this is because, like, you picture this motherfucker just in the mirror being like, yup, this the paint. This the one I want to rock.
Yeah.
And that's why it was great. Cool. All right. Well, smells like it's getting towards the end. Got any last pieces of words, advice, wisdom, anything? And you got any music, art, crafts, anything coming up?
L.A. tap water really ain't that bad for you.
As I just bought a Brita filter.
Oh, shit, did you?
I thought you seen it. You being all shameful.
Oh, no.
You'll be fine. Drink it, buddy.
I just hear about it all the time. My mental
Do
health
we know
is on extravagant levels, bro, because of the L.A. water.
They've been putting Zoloft in the water, having a reverse effect. But it does have a taste to it. Can you admit that?
No.
Dick it, bro.
I just don't. Dude, I don't know. I don't get the whole water taste shit unless it's like sparkling water or like flavored water. That's just me personally. I've never
really.
I've tasted lake water and tap water and been like, oh yeah, there's a taste there. Or like
really?
Heavy water.
Oh wait, I thought you were
fucking
saying
like.
Okay, yeah, yeah. No. What I'm saying is, if I grabbed you a bottle of Dasani and then poured you a glass from our bathroom sink, you saying you wouldn't be able to tell the difference?
Probably not. Damn. I don't want to say for sure no, but probably not.
Damn, bro.
Palate built different. You fucking feel me?
It's true though. Real quick, think about it. You're not as affected with coffee and jewels and other like external things as I am, but I can taste the difference in the water. I think I'm just more sensitive to a lot of shit, truthfully, emotionally and physically. I can't do hot sauce, weed, I can fucking look at it and get anxious. Like alcohol, it's a wrap. Too much coffee can throw me into an irritation and fucking agitation and anxiousness. So it's like, I just notice a lot more. I think it's just from having a mom my whole life, just being a fun fucking around a woman and just being sensitive. It translates much further than emotions. I think my whole system, my whole human, is just sensitive to shit, bro.
What about mine,
I believe
though?
That.
I kind of grew up with just my mom.
But you are a hard body person that like is just finally discovering the emotional side of yourself, and I'm watching it come out and blossom, and it's beautiful. But when that, with that comes with that. hard bodiness to substances.
With that, be careful how you are around your mom, because you might be able to taste the spices in food more.
Wait, what?
What do you? That's what I correlated from that. From like
I didn't even get
half
that.
Of it. It was like.
Oh no, my bad. I just meant
like taste buds, yeah, I got nigga. I was like,
no.
What the fuck
no.
They gotta do with you growing up with just your mom?
No, it's just like the sensitivity to
yeah,
something
I
that
get the
can
emotional
affect.
Sensitivity. I understand that part.
But I'm saying I think they're correlated. If I'm cool. Sensitive emotionally, and I'm sensitive to everything else physically, to say that there's no zero correlation, I can't make that confidently.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't make that either.
It's just, but I mean, like, you've been closed off. You've been a person that doesn't let a lot of people in. You've been hard body a lot of times more than you've been open. And I'm seeing there might be a correlation as to why it takes a lot of something to even start to fuck with you.
I guess that's kind of the you thing I was talking about.
I know. Again, I just mean, as far as humans as a whole, I think there might be a correlation there. But no one wants to hear that, because then it means they're different than another person. And then it's, you're putting your thing on me. I'm not saying that. I just mean I'm putting those together for myself. Yeah, excuse me. But you're also a human. So I am talking about you here. But I love you, and I enjoy you, and you're one of my best friends. You are my best friend. Fucking jeweling ass smooch or not, you the homie.
Oh, fuck.
What do you mean, oh, fuck?
I got to bring jeweling smooch back?
I'm saying I like you whether you hitting that shtick or not, bro.
November 1st with the one replaced with a fucking mint jewel.
There he is. He's back.
Fuck that, bro. I'm good on
I'm kidding, bro. Holy fuck. All right, man. 1 minute, 11 seconds. Make a wish.